That would, you mean that's the bottom rail on a fence?
Yes, and for the, on the rail fence, yeah. At the CD. And he had to lay them, and then when they got the bottom one on, and then you, somebody, most anybody come along and put the others on.
Mm-hmm.
He was sort of called an engineer.
Mm-hmm. That's a good story. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of loose rocks or stones?
Well, I would just call it a wall. I don't know what they...
Okay. Do people, you have walls like that around here?
Not much.
Okay, those are mostly New England, aren't they, I suppose?
I've never been in New England.
Uh-huh. I think they are.
They call them stone fences up there. I believe in Kentucky, too, I think they call them stone fences.
When you put up a wire fence, you have to set a lot of...
Poles.
Good dishware is called.
What do you mean? Good china, you talking about?
Yeah. A chicken lays an
egg.
And have you ever heard that expression for something put in a nest to fool a chicken?
A nest egg, they put it, yes, and they had on the old fear at the hen didn't find an egg. Now, when she put one there, she wouldn't go back, but had china eggs, and sometimes they had a medicated kind of egg that's supposed to keep mites out. I never did think it did very well. But.
Well, can a chicken really be fooled that way? You think they would?
Well, I imagine that the hen cared whether it's in there or not. But you take these modern laying egg factories, you almost call them. Golly, they'll sit up and got a little place about that big in the hen, and she just lays an egg and drops on that belt and
lets
it go.
Right. Yeah, I don't suppose a chicken could care too much, could it?
And there's a theory, though, that again in this, that if you reach a hand in there, and the beginning won't go back. So I've been to places and want to buy some guinea eggs, and they go in the house and get a spoon, and reach a spoon in there and take the egg out.
Do you believe that?
I believe it. Don't ever let the facts stand in the way of a good story.
Well, I'm certainly with you on that one. What do you call a large wooden container open at the top for carrying a liquid in?
A bucket.
Okay. Would you call it the same thing if it were made out of metal?
Yes.
Okay. A container to carry garbage out in is a...
Or a garbage can, you don't mind.
Something for frying things in on the stove is... Something for frying things in.
A frying pan?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it called anything else? Sounds frying pan?
Not a frying pan itself. A skillet is another kind of a utensil.
Well, what's the difference between a frying pan and a skillet?
Well, the best thing looks like this, like you see Mr. Webster, that have a picture of that thing.
Okay.
You can shut off the other thing, Natalie.
I'm sure the skillet business is just a shallow edge. Now, you all tell me, when are you going to knock off for lunch? Because I'd like to invite you, but I won't be able to.
No, well, certainly.
My sister's in the hospital, and we just saw...
This one right up here is the one that I sent the cotton
picture. That's a wonderful picture.
Yeah.
It really is quite good.
Kenneth Rogers of the Journal magazine made that for me. He's a friend of ours. He came down here to illustrate a story of mine. The little boy I was in, he made that for me. He gave us one, sent out one for our daughter.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice picture. What do you call a heavy iron container with a large opening in it for boiling potatoes in?
Pot.
Okay. What do you call something to put cut flowers into in the house?
Vase.
Ah, so is that a hoe now?
That's a hoe, and that's a frying pan.
Okay, so a frying pan has sides on it, and a hoe is circular, but it just has a little ridge around the edge. Soup is eaten with a...
Spoon.
After dinner, a woman has to, what, the dishes?
Wash.
And after soaping the
dishes... Your husband has to do it, too.
And that's smart enough to make him. After soaping the dishes, she or he...
Rinse.
Okay.